Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and we're going to continue our theme of living without lack and fear in a world of economic uncertainty. Today, we're going to talk about the opening of the windows of heaven. The opening of the windows of heaven, which refers to God's supernatural provision and intervention into our lives. Now, this was made very real to me in the very early days of our marriage. Sue and I will be married 46 years this month, May 17th. And probably the first or second year of our marriage, I was reading a little book called The Authority of the Believer by Kenneth E. Hagin, who has gone on to be with the Lord. But in it, there was a quotation of Matthew 3:10, which includes the promise from God that he will open, that I will, he says, I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it, or not room enough to contain. Well, I read that, and those words, open for you, I will open for you the windows of heaven. Those words, it's like they begin to burn down in my spirit, down in my heart. And I can, and even though this has been like 45 years ago, I still remember the power of that experience. I remember going to bed that evening and lying in bed, and it seemed that I could actually feel those words, I will open for you the windows of heaven, that I could feel those words in my soul. In the same way food that is just eaten could be felt in the stomach. It was a very real experience. I will open for you the windows of heaven. Well, I arose the next morning and began my devotional time, which I was each morning. I was starting the day by reading through the Bible and then spending time in prayer. So I woke the next morning and I sat down in the floor and just laid my Bible in front of me and just opened it randomly and left it in the floor. Didn't even look at it, just left it there. And then I was going to just have a little prayer and also begin reading where I had left off the morning before. However, it seemed that as soon as I sat in the floor, I immediately began to feel my heart begin to burn again with that phrase, I will open for you the windows of heaven. And so I paused to consider. It was like this was so strong in my heart that yet I had this ritual routine where I was reading through the Bible each morning. So I was pondering for just a moment. Now, do I ignore this burning in my heart and just go ahead and start reading where I left off yesterday and go through my religious routine? Or do I give attention to this burning in my heart? My friend, it's always right and appropriate when the Holy Spirit is stirring something in you. Don't allow religion to rob you of something the Holy Spirit is doing. And when I say religion, I mean the outward formal routines and rituals of religion. Now, what I was doing was good. It was a discipline of reading every morning through the Bible and so on. That was good. However, I could not allow that discipline, that routine, to block out when the Holy Spirit is wanting to intrude and to bring something forth. So finally, I just decided I would just leave aside my religious routine and just begin to contemplate and just to think on the opening of the windows of heaven. And as I was doing this, I happened to glance down at my Bible, which was lying open on the floor, had just opened randomly. Lo and behold, it had fallen open to 2 Kings chapter 7. And the first words I saw were, windows in heaven. I was astounded, for I did not know that there was another place in the Bible that spoke of the windows of heaven. This was incredible, and I knew that God was speaking. And many times, folks, God will confirm when he's really wanting to get through something to you, he will find a way to confirm it, to let you know that he is speaking to you. So I knew that when my Bible randomly fell open, now don't go trying to find directions by just randomly open your Bible and putting your finger somewhere. No, that will not work. You see, this happened without my trying to make it happen. It happened spontaneously. It happened providentially. And it confirmed what God was speaking to me. Well, I could continue reading that passage in 2 Kings chapter 7, where it talks about the opening of the windows of heaven. And it's the story of God's supernatural deliverance of a city of Samaria by opening the windows of heaven. You see, the city was besieged by the king of Syria and his powerful army. They had cut off all escape routes. They had blocked any food or other supplies going into the city. No one could go in and no one could come out. It was an impossible situation, and hunger in the city had reached the point that some were turning to cannibalism, had even eaten their children. What a horrible thing. Well, it was in the midst of this desperate and impossible situation that Elisha the prophet, who happened to be inside the city at this time, made an incredible prophecy. He spoke words from the Spirit of God. He predicted that the very next day, food would be sold at ridiculously low prices because of the abundance of the food. Well, an officer of the king of Israel who heard Elisha's prophecy scoffed. And he said, "Look, if the Lord could make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And my friends, never scoff at what God might do. Never scoff at God's word, at God's promises. Elisha replied to this man's scoff, that he would see it. He would see God's deliverance, but he would not partake of it. Well, that same night, outside the gates of the city, outside the walls of the city, there were four leprous, homeless men who lived outside the city gates, because leprosy was contagious. It's a terrible disease. And if you had leprosy, you were quarantined. You were ostracized from society. So they were sitting outside the city walls, outside the city gates, and they decided that it is time to take action. And they reasoned, they said, you know, why sit we here till we die? If we go back into the city, we'll just starve to death with everybody else. If we just sit here, we're going to die. So why don't we just go out to the enemy's camp? The worst thing that can happen to us if we'll die, but who knows, they may accept us and feed us and help us. So why sit we here until we die? So they begin walking towards the enemy camp. And as they begin to walk, God caused the Syrian army that was surrounding the city to hear a sound of a large army marching toward them. I want you to know, my friends, your sound may be very small, but God can amplify your sound. Wow. And so God caused, as these four leprous men marched towards the enemy camp, God caused that army to hear the sound of a large army marching toward them. And they concluded they panicked and they said, hey, the king of Israel has hired the Egyptian army. And they arose and ran in terror, in panic, leaving everything behind them. Now remember, this is a huge army. And they're there with all kinds of food supplies to last them for however long it's going to take to cause this city to surrender. So they've got all kinds of food. They are there with their livestock and with their horses and chariots, and they are there with money and with gold and silver and so on. And by the time the four leprous men get to the camp, there's nobody there. But there's all kinds of food and clothes and gold and silver in abundance. So to make a long story short, Elisha's prophecy was fulfilled. The leprous men informed the people in the city of what they had found. And so very cautiously, they finally came out. And then they gathered up the abundance of the food, the gold and the silver. And just like Elisha prophesied, the next day there was so much food that it was being sold at ridiculously low prices. Food had never been that cheap at those good cut rate prices. And so there was such a stampede. The king, the man who was the scoffer, who scoffed at Elisha's prophecy and said, well, if the Lord could make windows in heaven, could this thing be? The king assigned him to be there at the gate where the food was laid out and to help direct traffic and oversee the selling of the food and the distribution of the food. But there was such a stampede of people, of the masses for food, that this man was knocked down in the stampede and trampled upon and died. And the word of the Lord was fulfilled. Yeah, you've scoffed. You're going to see it happen, but you're not going to partake of it. Wow. And so as I read this, the opening of the windows of heaven came to mean to me God's sudden, supernatural, miraculous, abundant provision. It's God breaking through into our lives, intervening and doing things we could never do, we could never accomplish in ourselves. He opens the windows of heaven. And I'm going to pray right now for somebody that God will open for you today the windows of heaven and intervene and bless you and meet and miraculously, abundantly supply your every need according to his riches in glory. Father in heaven, I pray in Jesus' name, I ask you to do it. Open the windows of heaven for your children today, oh God. Intervene. Break through into their lives. And may they see your mighty hand extended and your faithfulness to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's a blog there. I would like you to check out my blog. Just look on the left side of the page of the homepage of eddiehyatt.com. And there is a link there, an icon for a Google blog. Click on that. There's also a bookstore there. There's resources. There's things that will greatly bless you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another Eddie Hyatt Podcast. God bless.